This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You and Valeni have a bet. You bet that Mark D'Antonio, there would be a change to the staff. Valeni bet that there wouldn't be a change to the staff. I think we can agree at this point there has not been a change to the staff. Nobody has left yet. But you guys set a date.
We set April 1st the date. Now, I really don't care if I lose this bet, but I would say that there have been massive changes to the staff.
But not for the purposes of the bet.
But not from names. No, they've switched around in positions. And I think Mike says it's just rearranging the deck chairs on the Spartan Titanic or whatever. And that may be. But I think that the changes that have been made in putting guys in positions where maybe they're better suited to succeed, I don't have a huge problem with it. Would I like to see a brand new fresh blood in here as an offensive coordinator? Absolutely. Would I love it if Michigan State could make, if Mark D'Antonio and Danny Enos could make up whatever issues they have and have Danny Enos come here and be the offensive coordinator? I would have loved that. But that's not going to happen. So, you know, one of the things I love about Mark D'Antonio could end up being his undoing, and that is his loyalty. As a man, I love the integrity. I love it. And the loyalty part, I love that too. But is it loyal to a fault to keep guys on your staff? I don't know if you have to fire guys, but you had to make changes for sure. And making Brad Salem the offensive coordinator and telling Dave Warner that he's no longer the offensive coordinator, yeah, that makes sense. You know, you're putting guys in positions to succeed. And Brad Salem, running backs coach, done a nice job with running backs over his tenure here with the Spartans. And he's got some experience in calling plays prior when he was a coach somewhere else. I'm interested in it. And I think everybody seems to think that, okay, Brad Salem might have a totally different view on how to do things. Let's look at that. But it's the other moves that make sense too. When you're switching guys out of where they were coaching this position, now they're going to coach this position. Jim Bowman was the offensive line coach with the Ohio State Buckeyes for years and also coached that a little bit at Michigan State in it before he switched positions. I think it makes all the sense in the world to put Jim Bowman back at the offensive line. Dave Warner just going back and working with the quarterbacks, that seems to make sense. He worked with Kirk Cousins during Kirk Cousins' years here at Michigan State. So some of the moves make some sense, but by no means is this something that I'm thrilled with, because I wish that they would have made a bigger splash and brought in some new blood to it. But these changes can reap some benefits to the team. We won't know until we see the team play next year, but I'm not thrilled with it.
Well, let me start with this, why you still may win the bet, okay? Eons ago, I talked to an assistant coach who had been a coordinator and had lost his job as a coordinator, but stayed on the staff. And the coach was still on the staff. And the coach told me, if you hear rumors about me leaving, they're true. So basically, he was ticked off and he wanted another job. Okay? Mm-hmm. Never got one, stayed on the staff. So I think the window is still open for you to win this bet.
Well, we still have the second signing day coming up in February. And we know that there's a lot of movement that takes place in coaching staffs right after signing day. Yep. So, I mean, it could still happen. Sure, we have till April 1st, but I'm resigned to the fact that this bet may not have gone my way, and I'm fine with it.
You may not win this bet.
Yeah, although technically, make the argument that I did because they made massive changes.
I would not make that argument.
I feel like you're the only one making that argument.
But though. I'm not. I already said I'm fine with it. I don't care.
Technically,
okay. I would argue against you.
Effort is being made as we speak to go ahead and pay off said bet. I don't care.
Are you going to wheelbarrow it in and say, if you want this?
Why would you, hold on. Why would you pay it off now? You could still win it.
because I don't want
off. I think you're in a losing. You're trailing right now. But
do you want Valeni talking to you every day? Like
thanks.
That?
Thanks. You want to hear about it for the next 3 months?
Exactly.
Oh no, I guess
it's cheaper to pay it off.
Oh yeah, yeah. All right. Very good point. as far as the actual moves made by D'Antonio, I think this guy has enough capital to do whatever he wants. I really do. And I know there's differing opinions on that. One might be on deck here.
Right.
But I think he's earned enough capital to do whatever he wants. However, if this doesn't work out, I feel like the capital will be draining quickly. Now, I suspect Michigan State's offense is going to be much better next year. And I suspect they would have been much better next year had Dave Warner stayed as offensive coordinator. They didn't lose a lot of personnel, but the very least, I would expect that they would be healthier. The only fear that I think Spartan fans should really have is that if this is not enough, there was nobody sitting above Mark D'Antonio that would tell him, I really think you should make more changes than this. Now, I don't know that Mark Hollis ever would have, but I can almost guarantee that Bill Beekman won't, the new athletic director. And additionally, if it doesn't work out and next year's not a great year or the year after, I think the prospects of Bill Beekman selecting next coach is scary.
Well, selecting a head coach is what the athletic directors are there for. The athletic directors shouldn't be there to determine what's going to happen on a coach's staff. I don't think that should ever take place. An athletic director, unless there's something that happens based on football reasons, if that makes sense to you. If an assistant coach does something crime-related and the head coach wants to hang on to him, the assistant coach can, the athletic director can come in and say, you need to do something about this. We can't have this representing our university. That's fine. I understand that. But because your offense ranked 110th or whatever it was in college football, I don't think the athletic director should have any say in what the coach is going to do with his coaching decisions. That seems stupid to me.
I know that athletic directors meet with coaches all the time about staff.
They can meet all the time they want. They can offer up anything they want to say. It doesn't mean that they're going to have the influence. Do you think, who's the athletic, is it Ward Manuel right now at Michigan?
Yes.
Do you think he had an edict to Jim Harbaugh, you must make these changes?
No, I don't. I don't think he had an edict, and I'm not saying that Hollis would have, but I think Hollis would have been more likely to express an opinion that he has concerns about this more so than Beekman would.
I don't know, and I don't know if they would both fall on deaf ears. That, to me, isn't even an issue. But I think that you're right about this is that D'Antonio has built up enough credibility where he should be allowed to make his moves, and also that this might be the last time he gets that pass.
In some people's eyes, he's not getting that. He doesn't get the pass. We tweeted out the question today: do you approve of what D'Antonio did? 89% say no, he should have done more. 11% say yes, good job.
Yeah, I think people wanted to see some new blood in the coaching staff, and they're not getting it. I think the moves he's making are logical moves that make a ton of sense, and maybe the one that's going to go by the wayside or under not the wayside, but under the radar, is naming Mike Tressel as the assistant head coach. He's the defensive coordinator, linebacker coach, and this defense has been really good for a long time, and he's one of the big reasons why. And maybe the writing's on the wall that what's going on. And when you name somebody assistant head coach, you automatically think, is this the heir apparent? Because I'll guarantee Mike Tressel has gotten interest from other programs. And does Michigan State just want to say, okay, look, we don't know how much longer Mark D'Antonio is going to be the head coach, how much longer he's going to want to do this, but giving you this title lets you know how much we think about you and how much that maybe it might be in your best interest to stick around. We'll see. I don't love the moves because I wanted something new, but I'm okay with it. Again, not thrilled.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.